Okay, today's daf of Basra, daf Kuf Samach Hey, 165. Kuf Samach Hey, and we are on the bottom of Kuf Samach Dal Nama Beis. We just quoted two little stories between Rabbi Yehuda, two stories about Rabbi Yehuda Chaita, and it was a conversation between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi, his son. And Rabbi, the first story was that Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi exclaimed after Rabbi was upset at him about having a get mekusher. He said, no, I didn't write it, so-and-so wrote it. So Rabbi's like, so why do you say Lashon Hara about him? Question story one. And the second story was that Rabbi was reading from a beautiful Sefer Tehillim. And Rabbi said, what a beautiful Sefer Tehillim. And again, Rabbi's son says, it wasn't me, it was Rabbi Yehuda Chaita, the Rabbi Yehuda the tailor. And Rabbi again got upset that it was Lashon Hara. And the Gemara said, well, what's wrong with the second story? First story, I understand. The second story was a compliment. Answers the Gemara, Rav Dimi's statement, because Rav Dimi says we should not even tell the goodness, Al Yisaper B'Tovaso Shel Chaveiro, because if we say the Tova, Balidei Ra'aso. So we mentioned that there is a major question on this, because there are many times throughout Shas that one Amora says wonderful things about the other Amora. There's a Mishnah we know in Pirkei Avos where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lists off the great attributes of his Talmidim, Ashrei Yoladato, Mayan HaMisgaber. Right? So how is all this possible if Rav Dimi's statement is true that a person should not be Misaper Tovaso Shel Chaver? So the Rashbam, answer number one, the Rashbam says on the second to bottom line, Bali de Ra'aso, Li de Genuso. Why? Shemitok Shemarbin B'Shivcho, Maskirin Shem Genus Shebo. If you say so much, if you go above and beyond the normal praise, not just regular praise, but so much praise that maybe that'll get people thinking that, you know, is he really like this? So maybe just that's the emphasis, that it is too much. Yosem Yidai. Which is here Yosem Yidai? Is that what he got upset? He just said that he wrote the Sefer Tehillim. And that is one idea mentioned. The Shiva Kubetzes here says that there's an exception to this rule. V'nira li, ba'adam shemiksas maisav misukanim, v'nira li, ba'adam shemiksas maisav misukanim and miksasim lo, Irie. When does this principle apply? If somebody's actions, nobody is not a perfect person, some of his actions are good, some of his actions are not so good. But if it's somebody who everybody knows is a tzaddik and is a chassid, so then there's no worry, there's no chash. Everybody knows he's a god lador. There's nothing wrong with saying wonderful things about him. So again, that could answer up many of the cases in Shas and in Mishnayos that somebody exclaimed praises about someone else. The Rambam seems to have a very strong limit on this case. The Rambam, in the last parak of Hilchos Deos, the Rambam quotes this, Yesham Dvarim Shehein Avak Lashon Hara. There are some things that are the dust of Lashon Hara. Avak Lashon Hara. Ketzad. Mi yomar leploni shiyehe kamo shehuata. O she yomar shasku mi ploni. Eni rotza lohodia ma'iro ma'haya. I don't want to tell you what happened. I'm not going to say this. Right? So that's already, you know something's happening. V'chein ha'misaper betovas chaveiro bifnei sonav. Hareze avak Lashon Hara. Somebody says over even something good in front of someone who they know does not like the person being spoken about. That's avak lashon hara. Because shezeg gorem lahem sheyisapru bignuso. If you say something good about in front of somebody who you know doesn't like that person, so then you know it's going to lead to some insult. Some you want to really know about that guy? Let me tell you something about him. Right? So the Rambam limits this to bifnei sonav. Bifnei sonav. So again, it's very hard to put into our story. Right, but we're not talking about sonim here. But that's how the Rambam understands the principle. V'yalz inyan zeh amar Shlomo mivarech re'ehu b'kol gadol baboker hashkem klala techashev lo. Right, you think it's a bracha and it's going to end up being a klala. Shivitov tovaso bali day ra'aso. Right, so that's avak lashon hara. The Rambam continues mesaper lashon hara derech schok kalus rosh klamar shenim adaver besina, just saying over a joke mesaper derech rumius. Other examples all are Avak Lashon Hara. Okay, the end of Hagos Manias points out that the Rashbam and other Mefarshim don't have the limit of the Rambam. So is it Yosem Yidai? Is it if he's Yadua B'Chassidus is not a problem? Is it only B'Fei Sonav, which again would solve the other cases? would be difficult to fit into this case, but with all the other cases, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, and the other cases mentioned, the Marsha here says maybe the issue is it's in relative terms because of both stories. You had the negative. You had the first story that he said that he wrote this get pasha that was not good, and then you have this story right afterwards. So the Marsha is saying that you're saying that he did this wonderfully, but in contrast, so you're insulting him. You're reminding me. His father is saying, you're reminding me of the other story. And that's why he was upset, because it was all in relative terms. Similarly, not exactly, similarly, the Ian Yaakov here in Baal Basra, we haven't done the Ian Yaakov in a long time, we haven't had an Agadah in a long time, so we have a few lines here. The Ian Yaakov says that it was an insult, because what were we talking about? We're talking about writing a book of Sefer Tehillim. Is that a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to say to write a Sefer Tehillim? No, it's nice, but it's not maybe what somebody who Tarasso Umnaso should be involved in. So in Yaakov saying, it says that he was really insulting him. He said, I wasn't learning at this time. He must have spent a lot of time doing this. So he says, the audacious kabin kolkach b'ksav b'yusher shepet tehillim shu davar shein sarich kemo b'sefer Torah. V'yadeza bitel atzmo milibra Torah. Okay, we're not on this level of, halavai, we should spend our days writing Sefer Tehillim. But I guess on that level, he shouldn't have done it. V'zehu raso shebitel milimud ha-Torah. One final idea from the Chassam Sofer, he writes in the Tshuva, he says maybe there's a difference between complimenting somebody's ruchnias and complimenting somebody's gashmias. When you compliment somebody's ruchnias, ashri yoladato, mayanam is gaber, one amora says the other one is a great gavra rabahu, that's fine. But here you complimenting his ruchnias, his gashmias. Compliment somebody's gashmias, that's, since when do we compliment somebody's gashmias and it's a good thing? That guy built his house that he built? Is that really a compliment? When we say to somebody, did you see his new car? This, with gashmias, it might not always be the greatest, here he's complimenting his handwriting. So it's not as extreme as the cases of the money, but it's still the gashmias, and therefore it says the Chassam Sofer, maybe that is not appropriate. Okay, a lot more there, but that is lashon hara. Lashon hara, why is lashon hara? Even to say good things about a person. Okay, little more. It's fourth to last line. Amarav Amram Amarav. Shalosh Averos Ein Adam Nitzol Mehen B'chol Yom. Three Averos. We're not saved with every day. Every day we do these averas. We're not saved. Hear her avera, thinking about, dreaming about certain averos. Nobody's even if somebody controls their actions, but their minds are harder to control. The iyun tfila, analyzing prayer. We'll get back to that. V'lashon hara. And lashon hara. So the Gemara's only bothered by the third one. The first two, the Gemara says, yeah, we all do that. The Gemara can't believe it. Lashon hara stalkadaydach. We all speak lashon hara all day. The great Amoraim, we speak Lashon Hara all day, Ella Avak Lashon Hara. It means dust of Lashon Hara, shades, even if it's not Mamish Lashon Hara, we all fall prey to Avak Lashon Hara. Okay, but what's Iyun Tfila? Isn't Iyun Tfila a good thing? We say every morning, Iyun Tfila in Elu Dvarim is one of the actions, one of the involvements that Keren Kayemis L'Olam Haba. What's wrong with Iyun Tefillah? So Tosfos in a number of places in Shas, here's one of them, Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, also, Tosfos talks about two types of Iyun Tefillah. Two types of Iyun Tefillah. Iyun Tefillah of focusing on davening and learning davening and getting more out of davening, that's wonderful. By the way, if Pinkus writes, one should do Iyun Tefillah, not during Tefillah. Right, Iyun Tefillah means setting aside time during the day where I focus on what the words mean, I prepare for it. Like learning Sha'arim B'Tefillah, learning his Sefer, learning all these Sfarim HaTefillah, does not mean I should zoom through Psuka de Zimra and finish early waiting for the Chazit to get up to Baruch Hu and I'm going to sit there learning about Tefillah. No, because then I'm sacrificing Tefillah to learn about Tefillah. That's not when. Dafka, we're supposed to learn about Tefillah, not during Tefillah. That's a good type of Iyun Tefillah. But then the other type of Iyun Tefillah, the bad type of Iyun Tefillah, is, Tosfos says, if after davening I say, okay, God, I did my part, now you better do yours. Because I deserve it. I deserve it. So you know what? You have to make sure that I daven properly. So now it's up to you. You better answer me properly. That type of Iyun Tefillah is negative. When we think to ourselves, I'm me, and Hashem has to answer me, so that is the... improperly. Tosfos here, specifically, that's Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Tosfos says that here, he says it a little differently, if we, Iyun Tefillah means, if we're ma'ayin in other things during Tefillah. Meaning we don't have proper kavana. If we don't have proper kavana during tefillah, so that is the problem. But again, all that means afterwards. Also, it tells talk about afterwards that we didn't have proper kavana and we think that it should be we should be answered. The tzlach, the Rabbi Yehuda in brachas lamed beis, where it talks about being ma'arich betfila, not being something positive. And again, the mefarshim explained it means that after davening, I think to myself, I deserve it. Hashem should answer me properly. Says the tzlach, maybe this is why we have the chasidim rishonim ha'yishoim sha'achas la'achar tefilasam. We mentioned it at Parshish here also last year. We understand that the chasidim rishonim waited an hour before davening, but after davening, what are they doing after davening? Right after davening, you should go out to do what you have to do for the day. What's after davening? So it's similar. We mentioned to an Isru Chag, right? It's after the event. We have to think about how we could take this into our lives. But the Tzlach says there, Daf Lamed Beis, a little deeper, based on this Ian Tefillah, that we have to make sure that we don't think to ourselves that, okay, Magia Li, Hashem has to answer me. L'chorah, ma toel espishiyasam achar tefillah, umayta hava hava, v'yamnam, ba'osa shah, heo b'chashvim, romamus habore, v'shiflas ha'adam, v'she'eno kedai, shetekubal tefillaso. I'm not kedai, daf for the opposite. Umemela lo hayu mayinim levtoach shidiz kabel tefilasem, lo hayu bayim ludei ke'ev leif. Right, so that's what we have to have, the attitude of overcoming the problematic iyun tefila. That's what the tzlach suggests. The Arzarua has a very interesting pshat. The Arzarua in Piskei Baba Basra, he quotes it from Rabbi Shlomo Mivina. He was Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina, Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna. So there was a Rabbi Shlomo from Vienna. Remember, we discussed a couple days ago, they didn't have last names in those days. Sometimes they drew pictures, right? We had the cat on the gravestone a couple days ago. And we had Rav with the fish. So he quotes here, Shlomo Mivina, that's how he was known. Shlomo Mivina says, what's Ian Tfila? Shemechavein bevakashosav l'tzorech atzmo. He only has himself in mind when he davens. He's ma'ayin on his own tfila. Kigon. Baruch aleinu hashana hazos, rifa'einu v'chol kayotzi bozeh, ha'bakashos v'atchinos shebishmona esrei, u'kishemegia v'achatom b'bracha, baruch ata Hashem, rofei cholei amo Yisrael, oz eino choshesh, m'varech b'lo kavana. V'zos hi aveira shema'ayim b'tfilo, u'machavein libo, b'vakashosav litzarcho, u'v'bracha eino matriach ha'asman l'chavein. Baruch aleinu Hashem l'keinu, oh Hashem, you need to help me, you need to help me. And then when I say Hashem is the one that can help me, I don't have kavana. It's only when it's about me. When the bakasha lines in davening, that's what I focus on. But on the praise lines of davening, I don't focus so much. That's iyun tefila. The yashar be'enai v'heheni li. Right, I really enjoyed that pshat, says the Arzarua. Right, as Rafa'ina Baruch Aleinu, we can't just have kavana when we ask Hashem for things, but also when we acknowledge that He's the one, that's when we have to have proper kavana as well. So we have to make sure, let me just extend that a little bit, not only by the personal bakashas. Right, when was the last time it bothered us that we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash? Right, when was the last time we had as much kavana in Yerushalayim Ircha and at Samach David as we do in Rafa'inu? And Atachonein. No, we all have kavana, halavai, I mean, but the first level of kavana is by the personal brachas. But many prefer to explain what's by the Beis HaMikdash. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks down, Yerushalayim Ircha, you don't daven so hard. You don't daven so hard. That's what the Kuzariks cries about. We don't daven so hard for it, right? That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is not acting so hard. We have to be bothered that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. All the tsaris in the world, all the craziness in the world, Baruchnius, Bagashmius, Parnasa Refua. It's all because we're on the Beis HaMikdash. We have a Beis HaMikdash. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is there. Everything will be great. So that's why we have to mourn that and daven for that at least as hard. Okay, that's all about Iyun Tefila. And everybody has a Avak Lashon Hara. Finishes the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Rov Begezel Umiyut Ba'arayis. Rov Begezel. Most people in life are chashed on Gezel. That might not mean actual Gezel. I mean smacks of Gezel. A little bit. The Chavetz Chaim, they said, was so medactic before the Mishnah Berurah was published. He went to the publisher over and over and over again. Make sure there's no mistakes. Make sure there's no mistakes. I don't want to sell a sefer with a mistake. Even a little bit. And even after all of that, he found that after it was published and sold, there were some mistakes. You know, every book has a few mistakes. And the story is told that he was so upset. He was so upset. He's like, I've spent all my life to try not to be, goes, now, little bit. Everybody understands it. Now he was so upset because Avak, Avakas a little bit, and he said he put out signs in all the newspapers. If anybody bought a Mishnah Berurah and this letter is backwards on page whatever, he says, please return it, they'll give you a new one. Because he was so medactic about every little letter. The quote from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, other postkin, maybe once you know Lamaisa, it's understood that there are going to be a couple of typos in every sefer, maybe it's not really Gezel. Chavos Chaim was still bothered. Chavos Chaim was still bothered. Avak Gezel. Rov Begezel, so everybody's involved in a little bit of Gezel, where Mora Heter says the Rashbam, Umiyut Ba'arayos, and the Miyut, the minority, is involved in Averis related to Arayos, V'hakol B'Lashon Hara. And again, everybody speaks Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara Salkadai Duch, B'Lashon Hara Salkadai Duch, Elab Avak Lashon Hara, means Avak Lashon Hara. Why Lashon Hara? So the Birei Hasidus quotes from the Shemi Shmuel. From the Shemi Shmuel, yeah, that he says, what do you mean, Akol Lashon Hara? Somewhat of a Kabbalistic idea, but he says, you know, Lashon Hara has more power than other Averas because it's the first Avera, the Nachash. Right? The Nachash tried to speak Lashon Hara to Chava, so it was while the Yetzer Hara was still outside of us, as many of the Mefarshim explain, that before the Chet, the Yetzer Hara was somewhat out, the Yetzer Tov was inside of us, the Yetzer Hara was outside of us, after the Chet it became more Urbav inside. The Rambam's Lashon is, before the Chet there was Emes and Sheker, and afterwards there was Tov and Ra, because it was more objective before the Chet. It's the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim. So, says the Shemi Shmuel, the Lashon Hara hu avira keduma, shahanacha shishtamish ba, o terem nesinas Yetzer Hara ba'adam. And that's why it's chazak ma'od. And we have a lot of trouble overcoming it. It's avak, lashon hara. And one more, and then we'll continue. The Rav Nevenzal. Rav Nevenzal writes in Parshas Vayikra. A lot of Gezel discussion. Gezel. He says, why is so much focus on Gezel? And he says also, even, why is it why in Vayikra? Because the Chazal say, Rashi, in the first parak of Vayikra, you have to bring kabbanis, make sure you don't bring from Gezel. Just like Adam didn't bring from Gezel because he was the only one. Adam Kiyakar Mikem, so too, no other. Why is that Avera picked? There are so many Averas done to a cart. You can't bring a Nirva. You can't bring a Muksa Lavodazara. Dafka Gezel is the first that's focused on. Why is Gezel so bad? I mean, of course it's bad. But Rav Nevenzal, what makes it unique? So he says, three ideas, I think. Number one, he says, B'chom makom bo gozer Hashem lichos mitzvah b'fnei mitzvah. He says, many times you have the concept of Asi docha lo sasei. Right? That's what lo sasei. Tzitzis tashatnis, and Yom Kippur pushes off b'ni averus. So many times one mitzvah or aver pushes off another one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emphasizing, you're bringing me a karban, don't think you can push off Gezel. He says, maybe I'm a vater, but your friend's not a vater. So don't focus, because Gezel has to do between Bein Adam LaChaver, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not getting involved, this is not, my mitzvahs aren't going to push off Gezel. No mitzvah is going to push off Gezel, that's going to be a mitzvah b'avera, sukkah, matzah, and karban. Then he continues and says, it's such a common avera, quotes our Gemara, and then he says, third, no, the point of a karban is from the word karav, to bring you close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the point of Gezel is you're doing the opposite. You're basically saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't give me enough. I need this. I'm not happy with what I have. I'm gonna go my own drachim and make sure that I'm taken care of. So that's distancing you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you're taking the law into your own hands. So that's the opposite of what a karban is about. And that's why Dafka, it has to be emphasized. He ends off just by saying that he once heard that there's only one karban in all the Torah that it says, Hashem was meriach reach nichoach. And that's the karban of Noach after the Mabel. So it says, Vayorach Hashem is reach nichoach. Why, Dav? What's unique about that karban? So he says, maybe because that's the only time in history that there was nobody else in the world. It was all his animals. And after a whole year of focusing on others, Nesina, giving, he takes a carbon and gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why that was a beautiful carbon. It was the farthest from Gezel that you could ever imagine. Because there was nobody else. That's his first Sicha on Sefer Vayikra. Okay, Rav Nevenzal. Okay, here we go. Two dots. We got our agadic dose for the day, or for the week. And now we continue. Babasra had its agadata. Babasra had everything, if you remember. In the Ayins, Ayin Gimel, we spent a lot of time on the juggler and the king, all of those 24 stories, whatever it was. But now, we're back to Gepashit. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omar Kol Kamenag Medina. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, everything goes like the minog of the Medina. What is the minog of the Medina? Remember the back in the first Mishnah. First Mishnah said, on Machlokes, if you right put the Edom in the wrong spot, so then it is pasul. The second opinion of Chanina Begamliel said it is kosher. And then Rabbi Shimon Begamliel says, oh, you go like the minog. So Rabbi Shimon Begamliel, Rabbi Kol Kamenag Medina. Fatanakama, less lay minog of Medina. Tanakama doesn't hold like you go like the Medina. So what's the machlokas here? Everybody goes, says you go like the minog. So Amar Avashi, Ba'asra Denehigi Pashit. In a place where the minog was to write documents that were Pashit. The Amar Le'avali Pashit. And the Mitzaveh of the shtar says, write me a pashut, v'yozal avad le'makushar, k'peda. If everybody writes pashut, he says to write a pashut and he wrote a makushar, it's obviously no good, it's a k'peda, he's makpid, and it's pasul, if it's a get, it's pasul, nihigi makushar, v'amar le'avad le'makushar, v'ozal avad le'pashut, k'peda. Same thing the opposite, if it's a makushar city, and everybody writes makushars, and he said, write me a makushar. Any guy wrote him a pashut. It's also a kpeda. Ki pligi be'asra the digi be'pashut umikushar. What's the machlokas about? In a place where the minigas write both. V'yomar le'y avid li pashut. And he says to the, his shliach, to the sofer, please write me a pashut. V'yazal avid li mikushar. People, the minigas to write both. He says one, and the other guy writes the other one. So, mar sava kpeda. So one says, that's a kpeda. It's a kpeda, meaning he told him to write the other one. So what did he write both in the city? But he said to write the other one. Omar Savar, Mara Makum Hulo. And the other one says, no, he told him to write a pashut to say that, don't worry, you can write a pashut, because I know makushar is more complicated. But if you write a makushar, it's also fine. Mara Makum Hulo, he's just showing him space. Just showing him space. The Minchas Chinuch, many times in his commentary, he writes, he doesn't want to get into a long sugya. So he'll just quote three or four Mar Makomos, and then he'll quote Mar Makom Anilo, Anilocha. I'm just giving you Mar Makomos. I'm just showing you the spot. I'm not being so machpid. I'm not going so deep into it. So that's where the Lashon comes from. Mar Makom Alo, just being Mar Makom. He's not machpid. Which one he does. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, remember Abaya's real name, Nachmeni. His friend was Rabbi Nachmeni. His friend didn't want to call him by his father's name, so he made up a nickname, Abaya, which stands for Pasuk Navi, Asher Bacha Yerucham Yasom, because Abaya was an orphan. Asher Bacha Yerucham Yasom. Amar Abaya, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar, these three great Tanaim, Kulu Svir Lahu, Maramakom Hulo. These three great Tanaim all hold the concept Maramakom. Right? Are these all exactly the same shita? The Achronim explained, based on the Rif, that the Rif says, we put them all together, so it must be that the Psak goes in all the direction, in the same direction by all of them. Not so clear. The Rambam paskens like some and not like all of them. So this is just saying they're all in the same world of Maramakum Hulo, but Lav Dafka, that it's the exact same shita. So number one, Reb Shimon Gamliel HaDamran, that's the one that we just said. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, you go like the Minhag of the Medina, and therefore, even though he says to you to write a Pashit, and he writes a Makushar, it's still okay. Number two, Reb Shimon Ditznan. Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah in Meseches Kiddushin, Reb Shimon Omer, Im Hitta L'Shevach, Hareze Mekudeshes. If the Shliach in a marriage made a mistake on purpose, L'Shevach, it's good. What does that mean? The case is, Rashbam quotes the Mishnah there, that if I give a Shliach a money, and I say, please marry this woman for me with this silver dollar, and instead he goes to marries her with a gold coin, it's okay, because we assume that, you know, mekudeshes. If it's a mekachtos, where he gives a woman a gold coin in the opposite direction, and he says, here's a gold coin, and it turns out to be a silver coin, that's no good, because the woman is makpid. But here we're talking about the husband. If the husband says, please marry me with a silver coin, get married for me, give the silver coin to a woman, and he gives her a gold coin, then Reb Shimon says that they're still married. They are married. Harizim Kudashas, because it was Hitta L'Shvach. It was Hitta L'Shvach. If it was a mistake like Rashi quotes, Rashbam quotes, if it was a mistake like, I'm an Astar, I'm a Kohen, and he's a Levi, or something like that, right? And that's not good, because, you know, some people would rather be Kahanim, some people would rather be the Levium. There's no greater one direction or the other. But silver and gold, we assume, is more objective. And therefore, if he says gold, that's for sure going up. and that is why the marriage, that is why the marriage works. We assume that the woman, right, the woman is happy with it, and the husband is okay with it, right? Mara Maklum Hulo. Ask the Rashba there in Kedushin. How could you assume that? Maybe the husband didn't want to spend gold coins. He only wanted to spend silver coins. He didn't do it, but it's a schus to get married, yes. But how do you know that the husband would be happy with this? So, three answers. The Rashba says, the first answer that many say is that maybe what happened here... He didn't know that it was a mistake, that it was a toas. The first answer is that he gave him the same exact value. It was just he gave it to him in gold instead of silver. That's what it is. Doesn't mean, even though it says silver coin and gave him a gold coin, no. He gave him the exact same value. The Rashba quotes that from Tosfos. Shahalaf akitsha bizov shahshave dinar shel kesef.
It was
the husband's coin. The husband's coin. Maybe the husband gave him a bunch. Either way, the first pshat is that he gave the same value that the husband wanted to give. But the Rashba says it doesn't sound that way from the words. The words say, dinar kesef and dinar zahav. So the Rashba quotes a second pshat and says, maybe he gave him the extra, the gold, but the shliach said, I'll pay back the difference. Don't worry about it, husband. I'll take care of the difference. That's a second pshat. And again, the Rashba says, doesn't say anything in the Gemara about that. So you have to take a kipshuto, says the Rashba. Umistavra, demand to Amar Maramakamulo, svirle, da anan sadi, de menach nichale. The husband's not going to be upset. Why? Because chazaka rotzehu lehisyaker, bebeis chamav, or bebeis abusaso. The husband's happy that people in his in-law's house think that he's a spender. Look at this guy. Ah, gold coins. Psh, psh. Right? He's going to get the psh in his in-law's house. What? Is it avak lashon hara? Well, say he's doing it himself. He's doing it himself. It's a good thing, right? But he'll take the psh. It's all worth it to him, says the Rashba. Right? So that's why it is not a problem. Pashtus, that's the shita, Mara Makamulo. He's not going to be upset. He's not going to be upset about that. Okay? That's case number two of Mara Makamulo. Rebbe Lazar, third shita, ditznan. The Mishnah says now in Meseches, same discussion, but now this is in Gittin, Sechas Gittin, 6th parak. Ha'isha Sha'amra, Hiskaba Ligitim Makaploni. A woman tells her Shliach LaKabala, go please bring me my get from place A. The Kibbul Amimakamacher, and she got it in place B, Puzzle. The Fratanakama says, Puzzle. Why? Because, Rishonim explained, either the husband is going to be embarrassed that a get was given there, or the woman's going to be embarrassed. Either way, some type of Bizayan. That they are machpid about this because get is assumed to be not such a simple procedure, and if everybody hears about it, maybe he doesn't want it to be known. So therefore, it's possible. Rebbe Lazar machshir. Again, Rebbe Lazar is more flexible. He said no, it's kosher because he holds mara makumulo. He's just saying this place because he's just giving him good directions. If you find him somewhere else, fine. Mar saver kpeda umar saver mara makumulo. In all these cases, the shita is mara makumulo. The Rashba says again in Maseches Gittin over there, it's specifically by get. Specifically by get, you have these rules. By other things, you don't have such rules. The rules might be different because it's not as embarrassing. It's not a question of that. For example, by Erevin, you know, go to a certain place and get my Erev Tchum in there. Right, that's what the Rashba discusses. Right, you might not have the same halachas in other contexts because specifically Gittin is something that is not, is something that people don't want to be known. Okay, here we go. So the last line of the Mishnah said, if you have a Makusha that only has two witnesses, and a Pasha that only has one witness, it's possible, right? It's not the proper witnesses. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Makusha, Shekasabo Shneyedim Pasol. I understand why the Mishnah needs to tell me that a Makusha, which usually needs three witnesses, and you only wrote two, is Pasol. I understand why the Mishnah has to say that. Why? It's Trich, you need it. Salkadai Dechamina, I might have thought, Holu Ba'al Makashur, since a general two witnesses are all you need, Sachanami Kashur. So here too, Bidi Aved, it'll be good enough with two witnesses. Kamash Milan to Pasel, Kamash Milan that you're Pasel. That's the Chiddush. I understand what the Mishnah is telling me. Ela Pasha Shkasaboid Echad, Pshita. But a Pasha that only has one witness, isn't it obvious that it's Pasel? This is the major Sugya. Major Sugya. We think Baba Basra is over. We're going to have a few major Sugyas still coming up, right? Which is discussed by all the Achronim. The Sugya of Eid Echad Bishtar. right here. Is there any significance to an Eid Echad that signs on a shtar? Right? What about an Eid Echad that's in court? An Eid Echad in court does something. An Eid Echad in court cannot be Mechayiv you Mamon, but it can be Mechayiv you a Shvua. An Eid Echad we mentioned yesterday, the Rashba. Right? Got to throw the Rashba in here. The Rashba from yesterday. Chela Gimel, Simon Beis. Right? I said it right this time? Gimel Beis, not Beis Gimel. Gimel Beis. The Rashba says that an Eid Echad is Neman. Eid Echad may be Surin in other contexts. And huge Gzeres HaKasa that you need to. But he's Neman. So what about an Eid Echad B'Shtar? Does it have this, any status of a Shtar? So, the Gemara, keep that in mind. So, the Gemara says, by a Pasha that only has one Eid, of course it's Pasul. What's the Chiddush? Amar Abaya, Lo Nitzercha. No, this is what you need it for. Dafilu Eid Echad B'Ksav Eid Echad B'Peh. Even if you have one Eid written on the Shtar, and one Eid testifying, Bal Peh, that's the Chiddush. That's Pasul. They cannot be Mitztarif. Eid Echad B'Ksav and Eid Echad Bal Peh, they are not Mitztarif. L'may nafgamina, they should be mitztarif. So the Rashbam quotes two nafgaminas. Number one, is it considered a shibudim? Is it considered a milva b'shtar? Number one. And number two, can the lovet taina parati? Could the lovet claim I paid up again already? So usually we've mentioned, right, we had the Gemara earlier, daf ayin in Baba Basra. The Gemara there says, this principle of shtar chaviyadeh, my boy. You can't say I paid because I have the shtar. If you paid already, you would have asked for the shtar and ripped it up, or gotten a receipt, gotten a shovar. Shtar chayav, that's the chazaka, that if I'm holding a shtar, that's a chazaka that you didn't pay. The shtar says you didn't pay. But says the Rashbam here, because it's pus, because it's not considered a shtar, that is why he would be believed to say, I paid already, because this does not have the full force of a shtar. Does this have any status of a shtar? How do you understand this line of the Gemara? Eid Echad B'Shtar v'Eid Echad Bal Peh. Bali Tosfos say, here in this big Tosfos and elsewhere, that we're talking about here, what's the Eid Echad Bal Peh? Eid Echad Bal Peh is an Eid Mesira. It's an Eid Mesira Sashtar. So there's one Eid Chasim and there's one Eid Mesira. So that's the only Havamina that it would work, and it doesn't work. Why? Because Eid Echad B'Shtar is nothing. Eid Echad B'Shtar, it does not work. It's not a Shtar, period. But there are other Rishonim that learn this differently. That it's not an Eid Mesira, it's just an Eid about the content of the Shtar. An Eid about the content of the Shtar. And it doesn't work here to be a Milva B'Shtar. But if you had an Eid Mesira, then maybe it would work. One Eid Chasim, one Eid Mesira, like the Eid Mesira Karsi, Eid Chasim Karsi, the discussion in Masechas Gittin. Either way, at root, we don't have time to go into the whole thing, but the Rishonim discuss one Eid on a Shtar, is it worthless, or is there something of value? The Reb Chaim discusses this in a number of places, quoted, Reb Chaim in Chiddush Yegracha al Shas, Simin Kuf Lamed Hey. He quotes the Bali Atosfos that say that you need the Gam to get Din Shtar Yeshbo, Lashvi Yeshtar, Bein Shayedim. But he said that's what you get from Bali Atosfos. But you get some other Rishonim. He says that Yesh Raya the Shtar Be'ed Echad Chashuv Shtar. Av De'eno Moel, Lomash Ashtar Moel Ligmos Be Meshavdi. You're not going to be able to collect from Meshubadim with an Eid Echad B'Shtar. Afilu Hachi, Ilav De Hayelo Din Shtar, Gam Din Eidus Lo Hayelo. But you can still use it for Eidus. You know, if it was nothing, you wouldn't be able to use an Eid Echad B'Shtar for Eidus. And you find that you can use it in some context. This is the Rambam that we mentioned, I think Josh, you referred to it yesterday. The Rambam that says, in Hilchas Ma'al Bevelove, the Rambam says, Perak Yud Dalet Halacha Yud, Hotzi Olav Shtar Chov Be'Eid Echad, Valove Toan Parati. I take out a shtar that says you owe me $100 with one aid. And if you deny the whole thing, okay, then finished. But you say what? I paid already. Valovatoan parati. So what's the halacha? Hareze mechuyiv shvua ve'enu yachal ishava umishalim. You're mechuyiv shvua, right? Because you're toying against an eid echad that becomes to bezdin. He's mechayiv you a shvua. And what are you going to swear? Right? The aid says, you can't contradict the aid. All the aid said is that you owe him money. You borrowed money from him. So if you contradict the witness, then that's a shvua that contradicts the witness. Here you're not contradicting. The witness is not saying anything more than the loan took place. So it's mechuyiv shvua, v'niyachal ishava, you have to pay. So what do you see from there? An Eid Echad is as if he's in court. An Eid Echad B'Shtar, says the Kesef Mishnah. You know what this Rambam says? That an Eid Echad B'Shtar is meaningful. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about, he says. How is this possible? He says, that's liu davar tema. Heich yafek koach eid echad b'shtar mishnayim ba'peh. Umim lava bifnei shnayim neman lomar parati veich lo yeh neman beedech v'ksav. Right, vade lo mash v'shtara v'din zed sarech li iyun. He acknowledges the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah acknowledges that there are other gaonim that hold like the Rambam that edech v'shtar is meaningful, but he still has sarech iyun. But again, it's based on how to read this Gemara. How to read this Gemara? What is the problem in this Gemara? Again, there's a lot more here, but this is the sugya of Eid Echad B'Shtar. So again, how did it come up? Let's go back to the context of the Gemara. That the Gemara says, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that a regular Shtar Pasha that only has one Eid on is possible? Of course it's possible. So the Gemara says, even if you have one Eid B'Ksav and one Eid Malpeh, even that's possible. Even that's possible. That is the first opinion. Amemar argues. Amemar achshir beidechad b'ksav beidechad b'alpeh. He's machshir. Right? You see, that's the little, the Rambam is by that letter. Right? It's machlokas amaraim here. So who do you paskin like? How do you understand the Gemara? That's this sugya. So Amar leser, Amemar argues. He says it's kosher. So Amar leser, vashi la Amemar, v'hod abaya mai. But didn't Abaya say otherwise? Abaya said that it's possible. So Amar leser, lo shamuli, klam leserili. I'm allowed to argue on Abaya. He's not a Tana. Right? He's an Amoros. I argue. El Akasha Masisan. So how do you, but if I give an answer in the Mishnah, right? If I give an answer to the Mishnah, how do you, so what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah then? By saying an aid with one witness is possible. Hakamash Malan, Tishnayim bin Makushar, Ke'edekar B'Pasha. It's just there for comparison purposes. It's not really teaching you anything inherently. What's the comparison? Ma Hasam Psula Daraisa, Afakanami Psula Daraisa. Just like one aid on a regular star is Pasul Daraisa, so too, two aidim on a Makushar, are pasul da'oraisa, a serious psul. Says the Rashbam and Tosfos, this obviously does not mean literally da'oraisa, because lo kanta makusher is drabanan, right? Kufsam chabez. We had earlier, beginning of the parak, the whole kanta makusher is drabanan. It means ke'ein da'oraisa. It's a very serious psul. Says the Yad Ramah, beautiful. No, it's a real da'oraisa. It's a real psul da'oraisa. Why? Where are the edim written on a regular on a shtar makusher? On the back. Is that kosher? Midaraisa, could you have Adam sign on the back of a star and not underneath the star? No! Doesn't make they're not signing on anything. Midaraisa, that's a pasul star. The Rabbanan came along and said, oh, star makusher! We're going to now allow it on the back, a special type of star. But once you don't do, like the Chachamim said, you don't have the proper amount of Adam, then they say, okay, this isn't a good star makusher. Once they say that, forget it, then you're back to the psul daraisa. You have the witnesses on the back, so it is pasul daraisa. The Yad Ramah says, what do you tell? You don't have to come on. Kain daraisa. Take the Gemara literally. The Yad Ramah says, ah. Viter. Teda. So that's the Chiddush. Says, who's talking here? Says Ameimar to Abaya. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's just the comparison purposes. But really, Eidecha b'tzav, Eidecha b'alpeh is kosher. Teda, and I'll prove it to you. The Shalchu mitam. They sent from there, Chavri l'Rabbi Yirmiyah, the friends of Rabbi Yirmiyah, sent to him a question. Why do they have to mail Rabbi Yirmiyah a question? Why couldn't they just ask him in the Beis Medrash? Because we remember back 140 days ago, back on Daf Chav Gimel, Rav Yirmiyah was thrown out of the Beis Medrash for asking a silly question, right? If you have one leg within the Tchum and one leg outside the Tchum, what's the halacha? And they said, get out of here! So you got to do that Gemara and then this Gemara together, because this Gemara is going to tell us how he got back into the Beis Medrash. Yeah. Right, so, says the Rashbam, quotes that Gemara earlier, Chav Gimel. So, it says, Shalcha Mitan, his friend sent to Rabbi Yirmiyah, they still knew he was the Gadol Hador. He was a great man. So they asked him conscious. So they sent to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Eidechad B'Ksav, Eidechad Balpeh, Maoshi Yitztarfu, Can they be Mitztarev? So, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, it relates to a Machlokas in Sanhedrin. Machlokas in Sanhedrin, let's just say it outside first, because we have to understand the Gemara. The two witnesses, the Sugya of Eidus, one type of Eidus Miyuchedas. If two witnesses come to court and say that Reuven owes Shimon money, but the first aid is testifying about a loan from Monday, and Shimon is testifying about a loan from Tuesday. So there's two different loans. But they come to court and they say that, you know, Reuven owes Shimon money. Is that, could they be misnareif? If it's clearly about two different loans. That's a machlokas. So Yeshua ben Karcha says, yes, because by Dini Mominus, the focus is not on the act, but on the obligation. While the Tana, the other sheet says, no, they can't. They get two different loans. The different loans. So, related to that machlokas, Aliba the Tanakama de Shubin Karcha, according to the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Lo Tibay Lacha, for sure, this type of case, the two witnesses that are different would not be allowed to be mitzarif. Tafilu Shnayim Biksav Shnayim Alpelo Mitzarfi. Even if you have two different sets of witnesses testifying on two different things, it's not going to work. So here, if you have one and one, it's also not going to work. Even though there it's about two different loans, and here maybe it's not the same thing, but still, the Gemara is comparing it. El kiti boy lechal aliv de Rishu ben Karcha. Boy de Berakron de Rishu ben Karcha. Shnayim bechsav v'shnayim al peh. Hu de mitztarfi. Aval eidecha bechsav eidecha al peh lo mitztarfinan. Over there you have two witnesses about each event. Could they be mitztaref? Those could be mitztaref, but one and one cannot. O dilma, or do we say, lo shna? Or do we say, no? Doesn't make a difference, and it would be able to be mitzvah if one and one. Shalach lahu, Rav Yirmi answered, ani, eini, kedai shalachtem li. Rav Yirmi says, who am I that you sent me? I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing. Ela, kach das talmidchem, no teshi itztarfu. But your students, you know, my humble opinion, I think that it should be mitzvah. Right? So what Rav Meimar says, look, so I'm right. You see it, achabek saveh, papez b'sarif. You see Rav Yirmi said it. So that's how you know my shot in the Mishnah is correct. Amar lei, so Rav Ashi says to Amemar, Anan hachi masinan la. No, I heard the story differently about Rabbi Yirmiyah, so it's no proof. I heard they asked him a different question. We're going to have four different possible questions they asked him. The shalchu lechai v'der Rabbi Yirmiyah, this is the question. Shayim she'idu echad bebezdin ze. Ve'echad bebezdin ze. You have two people, one testified in Bezdin A, and one testified in Bezdin B. Ma'o she'evo bezdin ezel bezdin v'yistarfu. Could the two bate dinim come together, combine what they know, and give a psak? One aid here, one aid there. So, another machlokas from Sanhedrin. The same daf in Sanhedrin. There's a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Nosson. Whether witnesses have to testify at the same time. Could I accept one witness today and one witness tomorrow or not? Rabbi Nosson says, which is which, I don't remember. Right, Rabbi Nosson says you could listen to them separately. One today, one tomorrow. And the Tanakhama there say, no, you gotta have them together. Gotta have them together. So I'll leave the same day. So I'll leave at the Tanakhama, the Rav Nosson Loti Bailacha, according to the Tanakhama Rav Nosson, who says, you need him together, Dafilu Bachad Bezdina Namilo Mitztarfi, even within one Bezdin, you can't have one today, one tomorrow. So surely you can't have different Bate Dinim coming together. El Kiti Bailacha, leave the Rav Nosson. But according to Rav Nosson, Bachad Bezdina Hudim Mitztarfi, Al Betre Bezdina Lo Mitztarfi, do you say one Bezdin is okay, but two Bate Dinim cannot combine? O Dilma, Lo Shno, or do you say no? It can work. V'shalach lahu ani eini kedai shatem shalachtem li. And that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah answered. I'm a nobody. Ela kach das talmidchem no teshi itztarfu. I think they should be able to be mitztaref. Where does Rav Nosson come up? Halacha l'maisa. Rav Nosson come up in our daily lives? Oh, Friday night. Friday night it comes up. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch. That the minhag is to say vayechulu after davening on Friday night. Why do we say vayechulu? Because we just said vayechulu in Shmona Esrei. Because of Yontif Shechalias b'Shabbos. Because once every 2 years Yontif falls out on Shabbos, and you don't say vayechulu in Shmona Esrei, so you say vayechulu after that. Because of that, we say vayechulu every Shabbos. Unbelievable. Because of those few times. We say vayechulu every Shabbos. The tour, going back a little in history, the tour says that some say vayechulu b'kol ram and me'umad, because it's aid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and you should say it v'yomru oso b'yachad. You should say it together. That's what the tour says. Says the Taz on that tour, and therefore, if you are davening alone, you don't repeat vayechulu. De'ein edus liyachid, the edus shlema be'inon, l'hoad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then if you want to say it, don't have kavanah l'shem edus, have kavanah k'kori b'Torah. That's what the Taz says. Says the Magen Avram, continuing, you have to say it biyachad. B'bnei she'edim shrichan lo'ed biyachad. Uma umad. L'fich hazor she'yamdu v'yomro se biyachad. You have to say it together. That's why some are makpid, based on this Magen Avram. Again, based on the Taz and the Tur, that to get somebody else, if they have a launch party, I say to go to somebody else and say, you know what, can you say vayechulu with me? But says the Magen Avram, Sarach Iyun, I don't know why you have to say the Eidus together, we pass on like Rav Nosson. Right? Rav Nosson, meaning, you know, one Eidus today, what, two witnesses? So you can say it 5 minutes after each other. You can say it the next day. So what's everybody worrying here? You can say it with somebody else. Say it with somebody else. So first of all, that might not be what the Tur means. You say it biyachad. Might not mean say it exactly at the same time. That's first of all. But says the Machzis HaShekel on that Magen Avram. Whenever you have trouble with the Magen Avram, you look at the bottom of the page, the Machzis HaShekel says, no, even though we usually pass like Rav Nosson Badini Maminis, but this is a different type of Eidus. Mikamakam be'eduseinu hanogea lechvodo yisbarach machmirim latzeis af alibet etanakama tetzrichem lehod yachad. You're right, we usually pass like Rav Nosson, but when it comes to this, let's try to pass even like the Tanakama of Rabbi Nassan. Okay, so Rabbi Nassan Lamaisa. So that's this. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah gave the answer to. Right? So therefore, there's no raya. Once we're talking about what Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the Gemara says, there are two other possibilities, what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. We'll do number three today, and Beth Hashem will continue tomorrow, because there's a lot more to talk about on the fourth one. But the number three, Mar Barchi Amar Haki Shalchule, this is the question that they asked him. Shnaim Sheidu Bebezdin Zeh. V'chazru V'idu Bebezdin Zeh. Two people testified in Bezdin 1. And then they testified in Bezdin 2. Mao Shiavo Echon Mikol Bezdin V'yitztarfu. Could you have some of each Bezdin combined into a larger Bezdin? Ali b'Rav Nassan lo tibay lecha. According to Rav Nassan, again, there's no shaila. Hashta edim mitzarfinon daini mi boy. Edim who inherently are not a unit. They could combine in different but and one today, one tomorrow. So judges, surely judges are more combinable. Assumes the Gemara. Ela ki tibay lecha ali b'Tanakama. The Rav Nassan, according to the Tanakama, edim hu delo mitzarfinon aval dayane mitzarfinon. Edim cannot be combined, but maybe judges can be combined. Odim aloshna, already say there's no difference. And again, shalach lehu, this is what he said. Ani eini kedai shatem shalachtem li, elakach das talmidchem note she yitz tarfu. Right? That they can be combined. You know what? Let's just do all four cases, then we'll talk about them tomorrow. They're combinable. And fourth case, Ravina Amar, no, halki shalach lehu, this is what Rabbi Yirmiyah sent to, they sent to Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah sent to them. Shloshi yashu l'kayim es hashtar. Three people sat to be mekayim the shtar. Three people are doing kiyum shtaris at the Bezdin. Kiyum shtaris. They're being mekayim shtar, umeisach on him. And after the process, they're about to put the stamp on the document. And one of them drops dead. One of them dies. So they have a whole, there's a whole nusach in front of three people. It was stated that these are the signatures, etc., etc. And they're about to sign it, boom, and the guy died. So tzrichi lemichtav, do you have to write? But most of Tlasa Havina, we were three, the Chalei Soin, and one died. Oh lo, or not. Because three people heard the whole thing, so just forget it. You'll sign, two people will sign it at the bottom, but don't worry, people will figure it out. Do you have to write this, that one of them's not here anymore? Or could you just have the two signatures? So, Amma Shalach Lehu, Eni Kedai. Ani any kedai shehadem shalachtem liyol akachta asal mitzchem note. This is what I think. Shesrichel lemechtav b'mosaf klasa avina v'chadli. So you have to write it. There was three, and there was only one. V'alda, and on this, either on this last one or on any of the cases, ayluhu Rabbi Yirmiyah b'Beis Mandasha. They said Rabbi Yirmiyah could come back. Could come back. What is it about these cases? I'll say maybe the first three at least. It talks about being mitztarif with the rest. It talks about being mitztarif. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, you know what, siruf. It's all about combining. So maybe that's you know, it's time for it to be mitztari for Rabbi Yirmiyah to the Beis Medrash. The last one, and the person's not there. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you got to acknowledge it. You got to acknowledge that you're missing somebody. You got to acknowledge that you're missing somebody. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyah, you can come back. Come back. So maybe I'll be Drush. Maybe that's related. But that's what we'll talk tomorrow about, comparing, do the same rules for Edom, are there for Dayanim? Do we always compare the rules? What about Nimsach and Karav Apostle? Does that apply to Dayanim also? Not just Edim? Other issues that come up, the kasher between Dayanim and Edim, what about Tchilos of Psilva Sofa Bekashrus, other issues that come up regarding these last cases. Okay, Beth Hashem, we will continue tomorrow, and I'll get into a little bit of Meseches Kinim. I think Meseches Kinim comes up to a Krisus, not Kinim, it's Krisus, about Karbanis. Anyway, Beth Hashem, that'll be tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Avak Lashon Hara and Rov Begezel. Let's remember the beginning. Okay.